A History of the American People by Paul Johnson. The title page bears a quotation from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, "Be not afraid of greatness." Act 2, Scene 5. The book is dedicated to the people of America, strong, outspoken, intense in their convictions, sometimes wrong-headed, but always generous and brave, with a passion for justice no nation has ever matched. Preface. This work is a labor of love. When I was a little boy, my parents and elder sisters taught me a great deal of Greek, Roman, and English history, but America did not come into it. At Stonyhurst, my school, I was given a magnificent grounding in English constitutional history, but again the name of America scarcely intruded. At Oxford in the late 1940s, the school of modern history was at the height of its glory, dominated by such paladins as A.J.P. Taylor and Hugh Trevor Roper, Sir Maurice Powick, K.B. McFarlane, and Sir Richard Southern, two of whom I was fortunate to have as tutors and all of whose lectures I attended. But nothing was said of America, except in so far as it lay at the margin of English history. I do not recall any course of lectures on American history as such. A.J.P. Taylor, at the conclusion of a tutorial in which the name of America had cropped up, said grimly, "You can study American history when you have graduated, if you can bear it." His only other observation on the subject was, "One of the penalties of being President of the United States is that you must subsist for 4 years without drinking anything except Californian wine." American history was nothing but a black hole in the Oxford curriculum. Of course, things have now changed completely, but I'm talking...